I'm now going to speak to Rob Beale, managing partner of Morris Owen. Rob, good to catch up with you again. You okay?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, very well. Thank you. The latest inflation figures have just come out. They're not looking good for the government or Rachel Reeves. 3.6%. What do you think? Was that expected? Has it crept up on us? Food prices, I think, was the key driver, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't think it was expected. I think the markets were expecting it to stay the same or up by 0.1%, but it's slightly above expectations from that point of view. I think the problem isn't, and you've alluded to it, is that's an average, but you then look at the constituent parts that make up that total, and therefore people's personal inflation can be significantly higher depending upon how much they pay for food or how much that is a proportion of their budget, etc.
Yeah, indeed. So a bit of a surprise. Do you think it will see any changes of policy? I mean, they obviously are desperate for growth and want investment in stocks and shares rather than just savings. So trying to make people feel a bit more confident. But of course, if their weekly expenditure is going up, it's not going to really help, is it?
Well, I think you've got that. I think the other thing in terms of confidence is the fact that we're all pre-programmed now to expect further tax rises in the autumn budget. Yeah. And therefore, you know, across the board, everyone's sat there saying, okay, the weather's nice and you look out the window and the world should be looking reasonably a good place. But actually we know that we've got tough times, even more tough times ahead.
It does feel like that, doesn't it? For sure. Okay. Thinking further along the pricing aspect, really, been a lot in the media again because the Oasis concerts have just taken place, and of course there's still discussions about whether people will get any compensation for those that have paid extra money. Just let's talk about dynamic pricing. Perhaps you could just explain it for our listeners first, if you could, Rob.
So dynamic pricing is purely using the law of demand and supply to determine the price that people are prepared to pay. And instead of saying something has a set value, therefore you pay for it, you pay dependent upon what's happening to that product or consumable, whatever the case is. You know, the classic one that we all know is look at the cost of going on holiday in term time and in school holidays. And what we saw, for example, with concerts is that movement isn't just from day to day. It's from minute to minute, depending upon levels of demand.
Yeah, and of course the internet has really facilitated that, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess it depends which way you view it. If you view it from a seller's point of view, well, if there's more demand, people will pay more. So obviously they want to respect what I'm doing. If you look at it from the consumer's point of view, it seems totally unfair. Why should I pay more than someone who booked 10 minutes ago?
Well, yeah, I mean, as you've explained that, if we think about the stock market, that's the premise for the stock market, isn't
it?
You know, that's the premise for all of our investment funds and our pensions, etc. If someone wants more of an organisation, it goes up, doesn't it? And if someone doesn't, it goes down. So we probably shouldn't complain.
Well, should you complain? I guess it depends on whether you believe it's fair or not and how it's been marketed. You know, if you're looking at an advert that says the price of this is going to be X, but when you go on there, it's a higher figure. Well, actually, you've invested in the fact you want to go. You've got your head around the fact you want to go. You've probably sat on a queue on the internet for 5 hours to get your chance to be there. And then you're given no time at all to make a decision as to whether you want to go or not. So,
is it fair?
Yeah,
that doesn't sound fair. So it's an interesting one, isn't it? You know, it's capitalism, isn't it? But on the other side of the coin, there is some trading standards sort of protocol around it, isn't it? You know, years ago, for sure, you know, if something was advertised at a retail price, you had to sell it at that retail price, didn't you? Clearly, there's flexibility around that now that, of course, there's always been the small type that no one reads, isn't there?
Yeah, and I think, you know, in certain sectors, when the market is moving, you have to accept that's the case. Last year, for example, my son, we were looking to go and buy a car for him, and second-hand cars, we went to a couple of dealerships and they didn't have prices on cars. They had a Q code, and you went onto that and it told you what the price was for that car because they were changing the prices almost on a daily basis.
Yeah, interesting. You know, and
as you say, that's the way the world's gone.
Yeah, indeed. Very good. Thanks very much, Rob.
Thanks.